Well, obviously, we felt that we did some good business. We did most of it early in the window, which I think is the best way if you can. But very pleased with the incomings. I think we've got a big, powerful squad to go forward for the next period.
You specifically gone for the players that you might need a bit of backup, I think.
Yeah, and to strengthen the team. I thought there was areas that we needed a bit more experience and a bit more quality. And Suarez arrived. There's a good track record in France. He's a player I know well from my days of scouting Debussy and Cabaye out of Lille. So hopefully he settles in quickly. Jordan has already played. But he's still got one or two others to make their debuts and hopefully sooner rather than later.
A few bits of business on deadline day itself, including obviously firming up the Zaha deal, making it permanent. Your thoughts on that? Have you spoken to him about what you hope he can bring and his future skill?
Well, of course, because the most important thing is to have a player that you're going to hopefully enhance and bring value to the football club, not for somebody else. So I thought it was quite an important deal that we made to secure his future here. And to kickstart his career somewhat, I think he's got fabulous technical ability, and he now needs to bring that on a consistent basis to the first team. But now we don't carry any loan players; they're all ours, and I think that's important too, because you know when you're fighting in a relegation scrap, which we are, you need everybody really pulling for the football club.
Keshi Anderson, I guess, is one for the future, but the lovely story surrounding his arrival here, can you tell us it from your point of view?
Well, he's just a player that kind of come to our attention really late, a little bit of interest in him from other clubs, and we played against us and we just caught our eye, and it's a great opportunity for him, and a similar route that I took myself coming from non-league. So he'll have great sympathetic eyes from my point of view for him to progress.
Just one more on that. What a way to get a deal and catch the eye of a Premier League club. I think he came on and scored a perfect hat-trick in 6 minutes, is that right?
Yeah, I don't know what a perfect hat-trick is, but six 6 minutes isn't bad, is it? No, he's just got a chance. I think that's what it is. It's an opportunity for him. He trained with us today, and put him in the squad for tomorrow. I think it'd be a good experience for him to come and see what goes on. So, he's come. His headlights are still full on.
What about the challenge of Leicester then?
Huh? Well, they're a tough team. I think they've done some business in January, and I think all the teams down the bottom now really beginning to see the finish line. Is not that far away, so points are very important. It's a game where we could put great distance between us and them, and on the same token for them, it brings them really, really tight to us if they win. So, a crucial game in respect of that.
And taking that point further, you're 4 points above the relegation zone. People quit talking that Crystal Palace are now given to stay up. Is that the feeling around?
No, it isn't, and I won't let that feeling ever manifest itself. I think the team has got good experience, got good ability. We potentially could finish mid-table if everything fell into place, but I think we all know that we've got a big battle on our hands because there's no one falling away, and in the Premier League this year, so everybody's competitive, every game will be competitive, and we have to make sure that we are too.